Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them. So please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it. Today is Saturday, September 24th. Do you ask $3 questions or $30,000 questions? Our guest today says asking the right questions and understanding their answers can help you live a truly rich life. Financial guru Ramit Sethi, who is the author of a best-selling book and host of a popular podcast, both called I Will Teach You to Be Rich, joins me today to talk about investing and some of the top things you need to know about it. Everything from where to invest your hard-earned dollars, what mindset to have as the market shifts, and how to know if you're saving enough money to actually retire one day. And most importantly, what to plan out in detail so when more money comes in, you know what to do with it. He even puts me on the spot asking about my rich life. Let's get into it. Welcome, welcome to the Newsworthy Special Edition Saturday, when we sit down with a different expert or celebrity every Saturday to talk about something in the news. Don't forget to tune in every Monday through Friday for our regular episodes, where we provide all the day's news in 10 minutes. I'm Erica Mandy. It's now time for today's Special Edition Saturday. Ramit Sethi, thank you so much for coming on the Newsworthy.
Thanks for having me.
I know you've said that money psychology plays a huge role in the decisions that people make. So what would you say about the mindset of a lot of people when it comes to investing and the stock market? And what's your advice for them?
Most common mindset is investing feels like gambling. And what if I lose my money? But what most people don't realize is that you're actually losing money every single day you don't invest. And the equivalent is like being in a little boat, a rowboat, and you're worried about running into this huge tanker ship out there. But what you're ignoring is that you've got 20 little holes in your boat and you are slowly sinking. And that is what investing can do. It can plug those holes and it can actually get you a much bigger boat. You can live a rich life. You don't have to spend a ton of time on investing, and it can significantly change your financial situation.
What would you say is the most common mistake people make when they are actually investing? And what should they be doing instead?
The most common mistake people make if they actually invest is not creating an investment plan. So everybody has heard of things like stocks and bonds. Nowadays, everybody's hearing about crypto and all kinds of weird investments. But do you know what matters more than any of those things? It's a phrase called asset allocation. And if you know this phrase, you know more than 90% of investors. And asset allocation is essentially a table of contents. It's like a pie chart for your investments. And it tells you how much you want to go into equities, also known as stocks, how much you want to go into fixed income, also known as bonds, and how much you want in cash. A 90-10 would be an example of an asset allocation. That would be 90% stocks, 10% bonds. Not saying that's right for you, but that's a common example of an asset allocation.
Okay, so let's focus on investing for retirement first. The most common way to save for retirement in the US, at least, is a 401k. I know you've talked a lot about this. How do you know if you're saving enough to actually be able to retire one day? How do you make those decisions about how much you should be putting in? All of that.
So with a 401k, you have all the information you need. You know how much you have. That's your principal. You know how much you're contributing every month. And you know basically the age you're going to retire. Go online, type in compound interest calculator. You're going to see a million different functions. Ignore all that stuff. And just type in those basic numbers, and suddenly you're going to see, oh my gosh, my investments turn into $50,000, $250,000, $750,000.
Do you always recommend to take as much as your company is willing to match?
Yes. If you have a 401k, you want to fill it up to the match because your company is giving you free money. Next, you might want to go to a Roth IRA if you're eligible for that. Next, if you still have money left over, you may want to go back to your 401k, fill that up. Then you have other options like an HSA. And finally, if you still have so much money, you can still go, you can open up a taxable account and just invest as much as you possibly want. Now, for all that stuff I just said, I'm hitting you pretty fast. All this is covered in the book, but in general, what this tells you is there's a method to know where your money should go. People waste their lives on $3 questions. I'm much more interested in people asking $30,000 questions.
What's a $30,000 question?
What is my savings rate? What is my exact debt payoff date? What percentage of my gross income am I investing every single year? Here's a $3 question. Should I buy that coffee? Should I get this appetizer or that one? Should I switch to Ally Bank because my interest rate just went down 0.003%? And so you can see that most of us spend our lives in the $3 questions.
When we're talking about the stock market, and you mentioned this before, of how stressful it can be when it goes up and down, you're spending all this time managing your money, asking those $30,000 questions. It can be stressful to see, let's say, when your investments drop and not know when it's going to rise again. What's your recommendation on how to handle that?
First of all, don't be checking your stocks every day. I spend less than 1 hour per month on my finances. The way you do that is by setting up a clear plan and by automating most of it. And in fact, on my podcast, I've recently been talking, I talk to couples. I say, what does managing money mean to you? And the vast majority of people, you know what they say? Paying bills on time. Paying your bills on time, that's like table stakes. Automate that stuff. You shouldn't even be spending any time on that. Sometimes I'll ask people, how much do you save? And they go, every month I try to save a little bit. And right there I go, okay, red flag number one. Do you try to brush your teeth in the morning? No, it's just a habit. Money's even easier than that. You shouldn't have to try to save. You should have it happen automatically.
What is your advice if someone has a short-term goal, like a down payment on a house? What is your advice for those shorter-term money goals?
To me, this is one of the easiest questions in personal finance because it has a very straightforward answer. If you need the money in less than 5 years, just put it in a savings account. You can't put short-term money in the stock market because it might go up, it might go down in the short term, and we don't want to expose you to that risk.
Does your advice change for more advanced investors who maybe are interested in those shorter-term investments?
No. Most people who think they're advanced are not advanced. Okay, they need to really focus on the basics first. Look, NBA players still practice dribbling, and very sophisticated investors still practice basic functional principles like what's my savings rate, how much I'm investing, what's my asset allocation. Now, there are some advanced things that are true for advanced investors. If you have a truly diversified portfolio and you say, I've got all my stuff, I've got all my ladder of personal finance, my 401k's maxed, et cetera, I'm diversified, I'm good. I want to take 3-5% of my portfolio and have some fun. I want to invest in crypto, angel investing. I want to invest in my friend's bar in Brooklyn. Go ahead, be my guest. Money should be fun. But you manage your risk by assigning a percentage, ideally less than 5%. It is a big problem when people have no plan, they have no asset allocation, and they simply pick the investment du jour. That is a bad place, and you'll probably lose money over the course of your life.
And because it's been in the news headlines, would you say that the meme stocks that we've talked about, like the GameStops and AMCs going up and down, does that fall in that category?
Yes, you're all going to lose money. It's just a matter of time. Of course, there's one in a million who makes a ton of money. And of course, they go on Reddit and post about how genius they are. But these folks will have lifetime subpar earnings.
Can you briefly summarize the difference between buying individual stocks versus funds and how people should decide in which to invest?
I think that one of the biggest misconceptions about investing is that you have to sit down in front of 25 screens and somehow pick stocks based on some complex analysis. The average investor does not and should not be doing that. In fact, the average investor should not be buying individual stocks at all. I much prefer something called index funds. They are low cost, they are diversified, and they let you automatically buy a basket of stocks. There are index funds that are focused on the US. There are index funds that are focused on large or small stocks, even index funds focused on sectors like healthcare. But my favorite type of fund is called a target date fund. It's so simple, it's even what I recommend to my family. You pick the basic year that you're going to retire. If you're not sure when you're going to retire, just calculate the year that you turn 65. Let's use that as a baseline. Then there are funds like Vanguard 2050 or Fidelity 2055, and you pick it and it automatically diversifies your investments. And as you get older, it becomes more conservative. This is true automatic investing. So you don't have to pick stocks. All you do is one fund and you focus on putting as much money as you possibly can and you move on with your life.
Still ahead, what does a rich life really look like for you? Our guest puts me in the hot seat asking me that very question. Plus, Ramit Sethi explains why money is such a contentious topic in relationships and how to stop fighting about it. But first, a quick break to thank our sponsors. The Newsworthy is brought to you by ZocDoc. Have you ever needed to see a doctor, but the one you usually go to, or really the one your friend recommended, is booked up for weeks or even months? Maybe that recommendation for the doctor your coworker gave you is not even taking new patients at all. Or that office doesn't take your insurance. I know I've experienced all of the above. Finding a new doctor can feel like such a time-consuming hassle. But ZocDoc helps solve all of those problems. ZocDoc is a free app that shows you doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them. And ZocDoc's mobile app lets you quickly search, find, and book doctors with a few taps. And I'm talking about doctors that are in-network, in your neighborhood, and available ASAP. You can also read verified patient reviews. Simply go to ZocDoc.com, find the doctor that is right for you, and book an appointment in person or remotely, whatever works for your schedule. Go to ZocDoc.com/newsworthy and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then start your search for a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/newsworthy, ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. The Newsworthy is also brought to you by Indeed. You almost never hear great business leaders say they did everything on their own. And there's a reason for that. Great businesses have great teams. And to build a great team, you need Indeed. Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. Indeed lets you find great talent faster through time-saving tools like Indeed Instant Match, assessments, and virtual interviews. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring partner that can help you do it all. I love when a platform makes things easy by providing everything you need in one place. Like Indeed assessments help take the stress out of the interview process. Your candidates get to prove themselves before you even interview them. So start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/newsworthy. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/newsworthy. Indeed.com/newsworthy. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Okay, now back to my conversation with Ramit Sethi. Whether it's investing or something else when it comes to money, surveys, research has shown that, you know, money is a very common pressure point in relationships. You talk to couples on your podcast. So why do so many couples or families fight about money?
We fight about money because, number one, we don't know about money. Number two, we have strong feelings about money. And number three, money is present in every day in every part of our life. Money is unlike other parts of a relationship. In many relationships, one person does the dishes, the other person does the gardening. That's fine. We can delegate certain things, but we can't delegate money. Just like parenting, it cuts across so deeply that both partners have got to be involved. We don't know how it works, but we know that we are angry at our partner for doing something wrong. So we say stuff like, why'd you spend that? Or how come we can't take a vacation like they can? Most couples, the biggest problem they have with money is they don't have a rich life vision together. So they will spend the next 30 years fighting about groceries and trucks and vacation, but really they are missing a core element that could actually bring them together.
So in your definition, what does it mean to be rich, to live a rich life?
A rich life is more than just stacking dollars in your bank account. A rich life can be buying a $1,000 cashmere sweater. A rich life can be picking up your children from school every afternoon. A rich life can be traveling 6 months a year. A rich life can be tipping 35% minimum no matter where you go. Your rich life is yours. It's not mine. It's not your parents. It's not your friend. It's yours. One couple on my podcast, they go, we want to take a 4-week trip to Italy. We want to take our family on this beautiful train with us. We want to sit and drink wine and watch the sunset on this very specific beach. And we want to do it without ever worrying about how much it costs. And I get chills listening to this because this is a rich life. In order to use your money to live it, you've got to define the vivid details of a rich life.
So it is different for everyone.
Of course. In fact, let me ask you, what is your rich life?
I mean, I do think flexibility and making sure that money isn't stopping me from doing the things I want to do.
But what do you want to do?
I want to be able to be there for my son when he needs me. I want to be able to travel when we want to. I want to have a home that we can play outside, and I want to be able to run this business without, you know, worrying, maybe start a new business if I desire, and be able to invest in those things without worrying that I won't be able to do the other things.
Okay. Thank you. I love that. I love your, I also love the smile on your face. It's so beautiful because most people, when we talk about money, they physically shrink. Money is only a source of conflict and problem and stress and insecurity. But what you just showed us is money can be a source of imagination and aspiration and joy. And you know, it's amazing when I ask people that question, like I just asked you, and I go deeper into that exercise, most people have never, ever thought about it. Do you find that fascinating? They spend their entire lives working and worrying about money and never think, what do I actually want to do with my money? I live in the details. So people go, this is what they always say. And it's funny because you did part of it. I go, what's your rich life? They go, I want to do what I want when I want. I go, oh God, here we go again. I go, okay, so what do you want? And then they just look at me, right? Because they never thought about the answer to that question. So I push them. And where we end up is something so beautiful. This is what we're working for. This is why we invest in a 401k. Money is not just about how much you have in some Vanguard account. It's about using it to live a rich life. So that's why I talk about this on the podcast so you can hear real couples. Automate the money and then get on with your rich life.
Well, thank you so much to Ramit Sethi for all of his actionable and fun advice here on The Newsworthy. As always, if you found this helpful, be sure to share it with a friend or tag us on social media. We love to hear from you. And be sure to follow Ramit Sethi on social media as well, or check out his book, podcast, and website, all under the name, I Will Teach You to Be Rich. That'll do it for us today. Tune in for our 10-minute news roundups every weekday, where we keep you updated on the day's news in our signature fast, fair, fun style. So we'll be back on Monday. Until then, have a great weekend.